Hello. Today is March 17th, 2024. St. Paddy's Day. And on this day, 40 years ago, I was released from the rehab. My name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Years ago, 1984, I completely went crazy. I was on alcohol and drugs. I think you all know the story if I told the story. I mean, the last time I had alcohol was on my birthday, February 15th, 1984. I was on the subway going home from work in the back car with some stranger, and we were drinking, sharing a bottle of Irish Rose? Either it was Irish Rose or that other one, Thunderbird. I think it was Thunderbird, the wine. And we were sharing it in the back of the car, and people were just looking at us like we were crazy. We probably was crazy. But prior to that, 30 days prior to that day, I was fired from my job from altercations that I've done on work. It was 30 days before that. It was supposed to be a snowstorm, and I, like a dummy, because my job, I worked on Wall Street, and we had to absolutely positively open in the morning, no matter if it's a snowstorm. So they put us up for the night, and I didn't want to stay dry up in the office. It was like in the executive floor and in the office. We were supposed to sleep on mats all night. I needed something to, you know, to calm me down. So before, we had a 10 o'clock curfew, 10 p.m. curfew. So just before 10 p.m. when I walked in the door, I finished off 151 rum. I had some reefer, some angel dust, and mescaline, a tab of mescaline. And I was flying high when I got into that building. And of course, like I said before, yada, 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 I got in fight with the security guard, and I don't want to go into all that because that's not what this is about. It's about me staying clean and dry for 40 years. So 30 days after I got fired, and 30 days after that, I was in the union. The union got my job back, and I had to be suspended for 30 days, which was on my birthday. It was the 30th day was on my birthday, and then I had to go to rehab for 30 days before I can come back to work. So my last drink was on my birthday, 1984, on the train, drinking Thunderbird wine. I got up. That next morning, the rehab came to the, they had some driver who drive people to the rehab. I lived in the Bronx, and the rehab was in Yorktown Heights, and that's in Westchester. So I got up early that morning, just before knowing that the cab was going to pick me up. I had my last bottle of Wild Irish Rose. That's what it was. Wild Irish Rose. Was my last drink, Wild Irish Rose. I had that, got in the cab, went to the rehab, and the rest is history. Now, the interesting thing, I thought about this when I was going to talk about my rehab and what today was, but the interesting thing was, what put me over the edge was my friend Robert was dating, they were living together, were lovers, and he had a lover named Rick. And I saw Rick kill himself. I think I did a podcast when I saw Rick actually committed suicide. And that was in December. And from December to February, when I got put out of, at work, I was drinking and drugging like it was crazy. I just couldn't get that scene out of my head. And I couldn't sleep. So I had to drink just to go to sleep. Now, here's the coincidence. So I get to the rehab. And, you know, it's a room, you know, the rehab. You have to share a room with a roommate. And my roommate was Rick. The guy's name was Rick. In fact, he even looked similar to Rick, but definitely built like Rick. So I thought that was really, you know, I just said to myself, isn't that strange? It was Rick's death is what got me, pushed me to the edge. And here I am trying to get sober with a guy named Rick. And yada, yada, yada. Rick got kicked out of the rehab. And I will tell you the story. It's a very interesting story. Rick and I were roommates, and Rick was a really nice guy. We both trying to get sober. And I remember during that 30 days, I think Rick got kicked out after 2 weeks. And we became friendly friends. Well, we roommates became friends. And he had asked me a favor, and the favor was, he was liking this female inmate, and he wanted to have sex with her, and he wanted to do, I think it was like a Saturday. They had set up to do Saturday, so he asked me, could I not come to my room between a certain hour, because Dave was going to do the dirty do. But that Saturday, I told him my mom was coming up to visit me, because I was in a rehab, I think a good 2 weeks. And my cousin's gonna drive her to Westchester to come see me, so I said, I said, okay, we'll do this. I'll try to keep my mother out for the hour. I said, but you gotta be out by that hour. So you know, my mother comes and I showed her around the facilities. It was a very nice place, and. One of the counselors, because we had a counselor with me, helped me show my mother around, had said, why don't you show your mother your room? I said, okay, but I want to show her this first. And I did that, and the counselor said, oh, why don't you show your mother the room? I said, yeah, but I want to show her this first. It was a lot to see there. I didn't have to rush to the room. But I didn't have a watch. I had to keep time of, to have clocks around. We didn't have cell phones and... Well, I couldn't wear a watch. I kept breaking them, so I had to keep going to a room with a clock in and make sure I got the time. So what happened was the hour came. So I said, "Okay, Mom, let's go to check out my room." Blah 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 blah. All right. So it either was that night or the night after that. At the end of the day, we have what they call it. At the end of the day, inmates. All the addicts get together, or we have like an AA meeting. Every day we had an AA meeting every day, but we always have it at the end of the day. Because after AA meeting, then we turn in for bed. So at that AA meeting, at the end of the day, the head, I forgot his name, manager, whatever you want to call him, said that he had some news, and the news was that they kicked Rick and the girl that he was fooling around with out. Now, they said it at the meeting. Rick and the girl were still sitting there. And they were, the girl who accused them of doing it had told the manager, the head of the people who was running the rehab. So at the AA meeting, they didn't do it how you say, they didn't get rid of them. Sneakily, you know, like they call him down. Did you do it? They did it out in the open, and they asked Rick and the girl, "Did they do that?" Because they were accused of doing it. So now this is interesting. This is a rehab. You're supposed to be recovering from alcohol and drugs. So this was a real good test. And that's what they kept saying. Because you don't know. One of the things, a lot of people drink and drug over lies. So they had to tell the truth. They didn't have to tell the truth. They were going to get kicked out anyway. I think the guy even said, you could either tell us is it true or not, but I have to investigate this. So they both came out and say, yes, it was true. They were doing the dirty do in the room. And did you know that Eric's mother was here and Eric was a blah, blah, blah? And he said, yeah. But Eric agreed to let it put me into it. Oconio got me into it. Eric agreed that we can do this. But then they said it has nothing to do with Eric. The rules of the rehab is you cannot fool around, you can't drink and drug, and you can't have sex. So they got kicked out right at that spot. They got kicked out on the spot. They called the, because they had a guy, you know, they had the guy, remember I told you, pick you up to take it to rehab? He was there. They made him pack their clothes in the middle of the night. They had to go. And I thought that was very interesting. I thought it was a lot of interesting. Because Rick, remember I said, coincidence, Rick? Because the Rick, one of the reasons why when Rick, my friend's lover, Rick, got into an argument because he was kicking Rick out. He was kicking Rick out of the house because Rick was fooling around. They had a big fight. I was there that day. And he kicked Rick out. And then Rick didn't want to go. And Rick committed suicide. So now here I'm at a rehab kind of reliving the same situation that got me go over the edge for drinking so much. This Rick got kicked out. Strange, isn't it? Well, anyway, today is, you could say, my anniversary, St. Patrick Day. In 1984, 40 years ago today, I was released from the rehab. And I'm going to tell you something. I thought I was crazy. People thought I was crazy and insane when I drank and drug. Well, now I'm not on any drugs and I'm not drinking and I'm still crazy. And that's just what you did. You just heard the craziness that lives inside my head. We'll be right back.